Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator, is here for a quick chat this morning. Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Zach he's been covering it all morning, the stuff that happened at the school board meeting, but one of the things we'd like to just expand on a little bit here quickly this morning, Wendell, the referendum action at the board meeting. Let's go over that one more time, because this is the part that hits people in the pocketbooks. That's what a lot of folks are really interested in. So let's get the basics out about that, and there's some good news here, too.
Yeah, there is. So just a couple things to hit on. We're going to be coming out and meeting with all of our stakeholder groups, as we've done in the past. So our town boards, number of different community organizations over the next couple of months. So we'll be really trying to get the word out on what the referendum is, what it means to our district, and so that folks can make the most informed decision for them and for their family. The good news is our referendum, as I've said in the past, is a continuation of the referendum that's already right in place. So it's $3.25 million. We're continuing at that amount. The resolutions were passed at last night's board meeting, which Zach covered very well. So we will get started on pushing out a lot of information over the next few months and fielding questions and going through that process. So one thing I did want to hit on this morning is there was a press release a while back from the state, and it outlined the equalization aid that our district received. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes equalization aid is looked at by folks as a big lump sum of dollars that comes to our district that we can spend on whatever we want. And the reality of it is equalization or general aid from the state comes in the form of tax relief. So that lessens the amount that goes onto the tax rolls, but it isn't extra money for our district. So in this case, we got somewhere in the vicinity of $1.7 million, I believe, $1.5 million, somewhere in there. And but that isn't money that we can use. It's just money that offsets the tax burden on our community. So that'll be something that we include in our funding, too, so that there's no misperceptions on us receiving money that we technically didn't receive. So, you know, with that, timelines, we're looking at that February date. And the main thing is we've had a lot of tax reassessments throughout our community, and we want people to have their tax bills in their hands and see how their taxes may have changed, or in some cases, most cases, probably didn't really change. So we think that's important when you're making a decision like this, because like you said, it hits you in the pocketbook and things are tight. And so we definitely want to make sure that people can make a good decision for themselves and what they want the role of the school to play in our community.
And it's one of those things that people, as soon as they hear it, they don't always listen to it. You can hear something, but not really hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in southern Lincoln County, there was all kinds of furor online about taxes going up and the school wants this, school wants that. We're going to have to pay for it. It was all about equalization of the values. Property values are just going up. That's got nothing to do with you and the way the school is run in anywhere. Our property values are going up, and so every once in a while, they got to make it all equal.
Right.
And as far as this goes, that's the same kind of thing. People see, they're getting all this extra money from the state, so that must mean, they must be doing good. Why should we pass this referendum? People think, it's like these days, Wendell, too many people think the worst right off the bat, and I'm sometimes guilty of that myself. But really, when you listen to this, these are all good things that are happening. We need money to operate our schools. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. But as far as equalization and reassessment and all that kind of stuff, that actually can actually save us money, especially when we have a school district who is so fiscally responsible the way the Tomahawk one is.
We have worked very hard, especially for the past 3 years, to not only ensure that we came through on the promises of the previous referendum, but also to set the stage for this referendum and mm-hmm. where we're at. So we're not coming and asking for $4 million or $3.8 million or adding to a referendum. We feel really good at where we're at financially and what the future holds for us. So unfortunately, the way schools are funded right now,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. a large percentage of schools across our state, the vast majority of them, are either in a referendum or have just gone to referendum.
Right.
And will continue to be the case until we see some changes. Good news on that front, though, is it seems like the state is a little warmer to the idea of doing something about that. So we'll see as this biennial budget unfolds what they have in store for schools. But I feel like from an educational standpoint, our professional organizations have put a really good package together to present to the state on things that would really have a positive impact on schools and lessen the need for referendums in the future. So let's cross our fingers on that.
Yeah, I just think we all have to kind of prepare for the worst, so to speak, but that's just good anyway. That's just good fiscal responsibility anyway, and just hope for the best.
You budget for the worst and hope for the best. That's absolutely right.
So. Exactly. Now, we got to move along here, Wendell. Ted's coming in here next. But community education winter offerings will be coming our way soon, including athletic official certification. I've heard that it's tough to find refs these days with the WIAA.
Yeah, it is across the state. Like anything, you know, refs come under a lot of scrutiny. It's not a high-paying, you know, position by any means, but you know, there's a few dedicated folks we've been very fortunate to hold on to. We've increased over the years what we've paid them from a conference standpoint and that sort of thing, but always a huge need. And so through community ed, Taylor Remington has reached out to some of the folks in our community that have done this for a long time and are qualified to prepare our next generation of refs. So we've had quite a few people that have shown interest in this, and we're hoping throughout a winter course that that we can get a lot of young folks out there that might be interested in reffing some of our events.
Who makes a perfect ref? I would think that somebody that's got to have a love of the sport, first of all. Yep. You got to love being around student athletes, that's for sure. And you got to have a bit of a smarts up above here too. And so you got to know what you're doing. You got to be smart enough to be able to do that. So being an armchair ref on Sunday afternoon is one thing.
Easy.
Being out there on the court or on the field, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's one of those things where you have to be the type of person who doesn't take things personally.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going to argue calls and that sort of thing. You have to really enjoy the game and being out there. And, you know, it can be a pretty fun thing if you like it. So
there you go. So if people are interested in becoming an official, they can get a hold of the school office. And this will be part of the community learning part of school, right?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So we have a few more. She'll be accepting proposals through the end of the week. So anybody out there that's interested in teaching a class or... You know, her new list of courses will come out in the coming weeks, sometime around Christmas, I think, for that winter session and spring session. So if you're interested, get a hold of her and see if you can set something up.
All feedback, questions, and stuff, you can address those to Taylor through the website, the school website, right?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
So if you have any ideas, if you want some more information, just go to the school website. What's that website, Wendell?
Now you're putting me...
Sorry.
You're putting me on the spot. I don't know the call sign, but just Google. Type in Tomahawk Schools and it'll pop right up for you.
There you go. Sorry for the short time here morning, Wendell, but you did what we needed you to do. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator here in Tomahawk, for a quick chat here this morning.